Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Boesberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Stratton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Monty Stratton. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Knott. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Radcliffe moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe scores. Walker goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker misplays the ball. That's an error on Knickerbocker. Bonura moves to third. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive towards short. Knickerbocker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosenthal strikes out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonura hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. Berger bunts towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berger for the out. Hayes moves to third. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stratton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bonura hits a pop-up into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bottomley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hemsley for the out. Two outs. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-1 in the game. Knott hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hayes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. Berger takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berger. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Berger steals second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell is walked intentionally. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stratton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Knickerbocker for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosenthal moves to third. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosenthal scores. Walker moves to second. Two outs. It's 5 to nothing, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Berger reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berger moves to third. One out. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stratton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker misplays the ball. That's an error on Knickerbocker. Berger scores. That run is unearned. It's 6 to nothing, White Sox. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bottomley strikes out. 1 out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mel Mazara pinch hits for Jack Knott. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Mazara reaches second base with a double. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 3 in the game. Knickerbocker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Benetti now pitching. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 3 in the game. West takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. West moves to third. Bell moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berger fields it and throws to first for the out. West scores. Bell moves to third. 2 outs. It's 6-1, White Sox. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.